Miguel Cabrera strikes a pose in Cleveland as the Tigers begin a series with the Indians, and Miggy has always been comfortable hitting at Progressive Field.
Here's the 1-1. Swung on, and there's a high fly ball. Deep right field, Almonte looking up, and it is gone into the lower stands in right. That is the danger of Miguel Cabrera. A three-run home run, and the Tigers take a 4-0 lead.
Now the 2-0. Swing and a high fly to deep left. This could be trouble. This ball is gone. And Bowers pretty much pitched the Indians right out of it. Alex Avila with his first home run since returning to the Tigers. An opposite field homer to left. And it's 6-0 Tigers. Well, the Tigers have hit a home run in all 10 of their games this year, something they have never done before to start a season. So Bauer has another bad start. The 0-1 pitch. Swung on, hit high, hit deep to right. Back is Collins at the wall. It is gone! A pinch hit grand slam for Lonnie Chisenhall to right. And the Indians are now trailing at 7-6 in the ninth. The Indians get their second grand slam of this young season. They did not have any a year ago. And Lonnie Chisenhall has hit his first ever grand slam. The right-hander taking a long look in. Now the 2-2 delivery. Swing and a miss, ball got away. Recovered by Avila, throws to first. The strikeout of Jackson ends the game. Well, the Indians made it interesting. They get five in the ninth, including a grand slam from Lonnie Chisenhall. But the Indians come up short, and the final tonight, it is the Detroit Tigers 7. And the Cleveland Indians, 6.
The Tigers survive, 7-6 is your final. Miguel Cabrera now has 24 career home runs at Progressive Field, his third most in any ballpark, and Daniel Norris gets the win. He's allowed 3 earned runs or fewer in 21 straight starts dating back to 2015. The Indians' ninth inning rally falls just short, and Terry Francona's ball club has now lost 6 of its last 7 games.
Yeah, I mean, one thing, you always want to win. And if you're not, you want to make them use their bullpen. So hopefully it can help you maybe win a game, you know, tomorrow or the next day. You know, on a really frustrating night, and we've had a frustrating week, I was glad that we fought back. I mean, that's a trait I think that our guys have been good at. And we didn't win tonight, but we've won a few of those. And if we do that more, we'll win another one of those. You know, I thought he was better in his line. I mean, you know, Miggy hit the 3-run homer, and that was the bulk of the damage. And then we sent him back out just because of last night, trying to maybe get a couple outs, and that didn't go very well. Avila hit that was a nice piece of hitting. I was up and away, and he knocked the heck out of it. So, you know, his line's not going to look very good. Their lineup's always going to make you work. I mean, his pitch count was high, but I thought he was pitching okay.
When a lineup kind of as a whole is struggling like you guys are, do you think that can kind of, use the word pressing, but like each guy almost getting that awareness of the lineup struggling, we need to come through here?
Yeah, I think guys know that for sure. You know, normally there's a couple guys struggling, a couple guys hot, and then some guys in between. You know, right now we have a number of guys that aren't really hitting. You know, that will change. You know, I think we all hope it changes real soon. But you can't lose the belief, you know, in your guys because they have a tough week. And it doesn't mean we like it, but it's part of the game and continue to work and believe, and that way you turn it around quicker as opposed to slower.
Good to see right back in the mix and contribute.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, it was good for us because it got us right back in the game. But, yeah, you never know what can jumpstart a team or a person. And, you know, sitting around for 3 hours and then putting a good swing on it, that should help.
The Indians will try to get back on track Saturday with Corey Kluber on the hill. Justin Verlander will start for the Tigers.